Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday Morning MV Pro Call. Today is Thursday, February 2nd, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to MotiVitality on whatever podcast application you happen to use, or by visiting MotiVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives. For the second week in a row, we have a guest speaker, and so I'm going to forego the way I typically start the call, but because we want to give our guest as much time as possible to talk about her topic. And Jen, I'm going to toss it over to you to introduce our guest.
All right. So I apologize. I don't think I asked Candace for a bio, but I'm super excited to have Candace on. We met Candace a few years back. She was working with a dealership, and she was up at the WQA convention giving a presentation, and it was on, I believe, hiring and training or something similar. And Kelly and I went to watch this presentation, because that's what we do. And as we're watching this presentation, it was just like a constant yes, yes. And we loved every bit of what she had to say. And since then, and you were welcome to step in at any point, Candace, but or add anything to this, but Candace ended up, she is now the director of Certified Action. She had left that dealership. But she's also very, very involved in the Water Quality Association. She serves on multiple committees, but probably one of the biggest ones that I have a passion for is the Business Operations Committee. She's the chairperson of that. And just kind of a side note, WQA convention this year is in Las Vegas again. And it's April 18th through the 20th. But a few years back, I'm not sure if it was Candace or, and I'm going to let you kind of lead on that, but they started a boot camp. And I have attended the last 2 years of boot camp. I've heard of people who have attended every single year. It's always the day before convention starts. And the past 2 years, I have learned so much from it. So, Candace, I'm going to turn this over to you. I'm going to let you talk a little bit about boot camp, the business classes that they're going to offer, and then we'll go ahead and open up for questions or anything else that you want to throw out there.
Sure. Good morning. Thanks for having me. So the Business Operations and Training Committee, we are kind of tasked with putting together boot camp as well as the business sessions for convention. Generally, we have about 5 to 6 sessions that we put together. We work year-round kind of collaborating and getting feedback from other sessions or panels throughout the year. So ultimately, we got to the end of the year and decided on the content. I think it'll be another fabulous year. We're seeing more and more over the last several years, a lot of interest in business topics. WQA really excelled at the technical sessions, but we are seeing more and more people kind of looking for more information on business operations. So I'll kind of go through an overview of the sessions that we're going to be having this year. And then, of course, if you have questions, feel free to ask and I'll do my best. So first, as she said, the first day on the 17th is a boot camp. It's generally running from about 8 p.m. Oh, good God, could you imagine? 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. This year, so we do a rotation between topics. For instance, last year we focused on sales and operations. This year will be about finance and marketing. So it's going to be geared to that more leadership role or those that are looking into starting their own business in the industry. So how it's going to be broke up, we're actually switching it up a little bit this year, which I think is really, really good based on feedback, but also kind of everybody's not there for the same thing. So in the morning, we'll all be together. We will be talking about some top-level stuff as to marketing benchmarks. What are some of the things that you should be measuring and Likewise, financial data points. What should every business owner know about their financials, and how are we going to utilize that data? And then comprehensive marketing, we are getting into just all the different ideas of marketing. Marketing is so much bigger than just an agency or digital marketing, or it's so much more comprehensive than that. So the morning is going to be an overview of all those things because we feel it'll be relevant to everybody. And during lunch, we actually get to piggyback with the PFA symposium, and we get to listen to their speaker. It's actually the lawyer who went through the process with DuPont with PFA. So we'll be able to kind of, that's a little extra this year that we didn't get in the past. Also, in the morning, there'll be a very brief, like, ethical session, so we will be able to offer some credits this year for boot camp, which I'm really excited about as well, because we do contribute quite a bit of time towards that. And then once we come back from our speaker for lunch, and we usually have a really nice lunch, by the way, too. I know that matters to some people, but and then in the afternoon, this is what's going to be a little bit different, is people get to choose their own adventure. So in the afternoon, there's two workshops that the attendees can choose from. They can go with one of the speakers for the financial workshop. In the financial workshop, we're asking attendees actually to bring their some of their financial data and all that, so they can bring their own stuff and kind of create a plan or analyze their own data with the guidance of a professional. And then also the other choose your own adventure would be more along the lines of marketing, how to build a marketing plan for the year and actually to get that started. Our goal this year really on either of those workshops is that attendees are going to walk away with a plan, something that they can pretty much implement or begin to implement when they get back to their dealerships. So that is boot camp. I should probably stop there because that's a lot of information if anybody has any questions about that.
Has anybody attended boot camp in the past? I think Elaine and Ken, you're usually on. Are you on today?
Yes, I'm on, and I think we've attended every year.
Right. So any words of advice to anybody that's on the fence post on whether or not they should go?
Well, I think it's beneficial. I think Ken and I always come back with new ideas, and we like to try some of the thoughts that were, you know, projected. I think, it just depends on, I mean, we learn something every time, but I still remember the one where they had a lot of different dealers up there, and they were owners, and we got to ask a lot of questions, and it resulted in us changing how we did service, and so it was really beneficial for us in terms of, you know, best practices from other providers.
Nice, very good. Anybody else have any other questions? I had one and I totally forgot it. I totally spaced out. So, Candace, one of the things about boot camp, now you said this year we're kind of focusing on the owners and managers. But is it the same every year? Like, do you have your target audience the same every year?
No, it's not. So we do a rotation between finance and marketing, sales and operations, and what is my last one? Of course, I don't have that up. But we do different topics, so we appeal to anybody. And also, usually companies bring one or two people with them, and I think would be perfect for this year if there's a general manager or an office manager or even a sales manager that you think should be learning more about the business or your right-hand person, because I think, especially this year, you can kind of divide and conquer, not only in boot camp but also in convention if you're able to stay a little bit longer. But that way, if both topics are interesting for you, you can attend both. And anybody is welcome to attend. You don't have to be an owner or a manager. If you're looking to possibly get into the business or open your own business or anything like that, I don't think people would walk away and not find some value in it.
Exactly.
Candace, I have a question. Sure. Regarding the market, what type of marketing? I mean, we're talking about like grassroots campaigns, social media, websites. I mean, is there like a focus? Because marketing is huge.
No, It'll kind of be all of the above. The goal with this is to kind of put the power back in the dealer's hands, that it's more than just paying an agency. You know, we actually, when we were discussing it with the committee, we're really looking at it from a couple of different standpoints. One being, there's, like I said, a lot more to marketing than just digital or website, right? But also there's a lot that a dealer can be doing outside of that to support those efforts. Also, there are some dealers that don't know what to be tracking, or maybe don't know how to have those higher level conversations with their marketing agencies. So even if they partner with somebody that helps them with that, I think this type of boot camp would really help them to ask those right questions. But also, more importantly, to be able to do more of the grassroots stuff, like what can the salespeople do, or what can you do in your own community to market yourself outside of, you know, the website stuff. Now, in the afternoon, the workshop's really going to be about putting together that comprehensive plan. So maybe just taking, we are still working on finalizing what the speaker wants to kind of go with that, but we are looking at the takeaway from that is the dealer being able to walk away with a plan that they could go and begin to implement that would just complement anything else they have going on. I hope that answers your question. But
yes,
all the things. All the things.
Yes. And I love the fact about the going back to the grassroots because, kind of face it, is the economy is, we go through our ups and our downs. And even though I love all of our marketing companies that are involved in the water industry, sometimes we have to look at, okay, how can we cut back a little bit? It doesn't mean that we can't use those marketing avenues. However, you know, the sales team that is self-generating, I think that that's a huge aspect. And that in our business meeting, that was something that we had discussed was, you know, let's go back to that. And, you know, you can, instead of putting all your eggs in one basket, I love that we're giving different options.
Yeah,
so
that's not going to overlap with your session, which is really about the self-generating sales team that's on during convention. But I do think leaders and managers or anybody that contributes, I also think that dealerships are often the terminology we often use is siloed, right, where they're not working. They are a little bit disjointed, or the marketing might be a little bit disjointed. And the goal is to kind of bring that together. I think anything that works together just becomes more profitable.
Exactly. So can you tell us a little bit about business classes?
Business classes. So it's a little bit, when we break down the sessions and the categories and stuff, we want to make sure that we're hitting every aspect of business. So whether that be sales, marketing, finance, right, and getting into leadership and stuff like that. So I think we hit the nail on the head on all of those things. We have one of our sessions, we actually have a dealer speaking about some of the profit processes that has made him profitable. We have you doing the sales team, creating that self-generating sales team. We have Data Dale coming in, and she is going to be talking about the trends of the marketing future. She has a list of things that she says that technology and stuff like that is really exposed. And so that session will kind of give you a glimpse into the future. That sounds so George Jetson, doesn't it? I don't know future, right? But a glimpse into some of the things that are coming down the road. Another fun one that we are actually working on putting together with the panelists is we are going to do a panel session, but it's really going to be with family members, people that are working in a dealership together, and we're going to be discussing things like adapting to inflation or how to navigate conflict and all the things as it relates to family businesses. So that's going to be super fun. That's going to be moderated by Derek Packard. And then
wow.
We have leadership.
Is there going to be a therapist?
Is there going to be a therapist?
We'll have a Dr. Phil there. Oh,
if
my
anyone,
gosh, it's so
if,
funny.
I love that so much. If anyone knows me, my theme is always we're talking real life people, so it's going to be raw.
Oh, gosh. I can't wait to sit in on that one.
Oh, it's going to be a good one. It's we've had a couple calls together just to discuss like just all that stuff, and I think we're going to call it Family Matters. So, but anyway, it'll be real, and it's going to be talking not only about dynamics within a family business, but I think family businesses also are very similar to small businesses. You know, you have similar dynamics and you have similar issues and all of that, and the stakes are really high. So I think that'll be a really one. And we're going to talk about relevant business topics that, you know, dealerships are facing now as well. But that'll be a good one. And then the business operations track will be wrapped up on Thursday. And talking about just finding fulfillment, I think that, and I'll be actually doing that session, but, you know, in my travels and in my talking with people, you know, a lot of people start businesses with a lot of passion, and then they realize there's a lot that goes into it. And from a leadership standpoint, that can be really exhausting, and you feel like you're just spinning your wheels. So that session's really going to be about finding that fulfillment, and but also finding that leadership effectiveness as well. And I think that wraps it up.
Nice. Well, if that wraps up the, unless, well, I guess I'll let anybody has any, if anybody has any questions about the business sessions or convention or boot camp, but then I have another question that's a little unrelated for you, Candace, but.
Oh, great.
So.
You like me on the fly, don't you?
I do. And I've rarely ever seen anybody better at it, but anybody have any boot camp or convention questions? So
I have a couple more things to point out about convention, but go ahead.
Go, Jen. That's more important. Go.
Okay. So Candace or anybody else who has attended convention, who do you recommend comes to convention? Because there's always this, you know, well, we shouldn't send these people because, and let me kind of add a little bit more about convention. I just logged onto the website and it says that we have 50 plus hours of education, 170 plus exhibitors, 35 plus speakers, and over 2,500 attendees. And in addition to the business classes, we also have a lot of the technical classes, and I'll hopefully I'll have somebody come on and speak to the technical classes. But Candace or anybody else that has attended, who do you recommend comes to convention?
Oh man, I think.
See, I put you on the fly. Sorry.
No, I want to answer that, you know, thoughtfully. But my biggest thing is, I don't think if you come with the right intentions and you're looking for whatever it is it's you're looking for, you know, there's elements, some people come for the exposition. I mean, it's a huge opportunity to look at a lot of different new technologies or meet familiar faces that, you know, you're buying things from or all of that. So there's that element. When we did the survey with WQA, I'm trying to remember, but one of the other biggest thing was just the networking. I think what draws people and keeps people into the industry is the networking opportunities. I feel like some of my very dear friends, you know, I've met through this industry. So I think the opportunity just to make those connections, and I mean, I don't think you can put a value on that. So if you feel like you're kind of on an island by yourself, I would say you would be the right person for that. And then also, I don't think you ever fully arrive when it comes to leadership or sales or our industry in general. So I think anytime you take a moment just to invest in your business or invest your time in it, and you'll find something. I think sometimes when people come thinking everything needs to meet their needs, that's where they're not going to find that value. But walking away with one or two key things can really change your effectiveness or your attitude or those connections. And I'm kind of babbling here, but I think it appeals to anybody, really. But I would say come try it out, manager, leader, someone who's looking to, you know, get more involved in the industry. There's a lot of opportunities for volunteering and all of that. So I don't think you really lose your investment at all.
I know when I leave, I am just so fired up and refreshed, and it's an exhausting week. I mean, you go. I mean, they don't make it boring, that's for sure. But if you take the time to go to as many of the classes as you can, if you take the time to walk the showroom floor, there's always the reception. There's, like I said, you're on the go constantly. But when I come back, I just have so many fresh ideas, and I'm excited again, because sometimes we get in a little bit of a lull. It's the same old, pretty much every day or every month. But then you go to this and it's just like, wow, this industry is so much bigger than, you know, just our little dealership or something to that effect. Anybody else? Any recommendations? Anything that you love about going to convention?
This is Elaine again. I like the opportunity to meet with other people in the industry, and because we're geographically different, people are very open about what best practices, and so I'm able to pick people's brain freely and not be concerned that they might think I'm, you know, taking trade secrets or something. So I think people are very friendly, very open, very willing to share their best practices. So that's the part that I really enjoy.
Nice. Anybody else? Okay, Kelly, I'll let you take the floor.
So, Candace, here's you thought you were going to run out of time. No, Candace, I want to, without being overly glowing, just first state how much admiration and respect I have for your approach to the way we bring our products and services to the industry. But one of the things that anybody who knows you knows that your passion for this industry and for the organization, it's contagious. I mean, you just have such a high energy and passion for it. And I just wanted to ask you where that energy comes from, what drives that passion. And, I know that's kind of a personal question, but it's something I'm interested in knowing.
Oh gosh, I think that's another thing you could go on and on about. And I thank you for the kind words. Very kind. If I talk about it from a business standpoint, you know, there's when you deal a lot of dealerships, and you know this, everything has been put into that, right? You know, they put everything into those businesses, and to see them work so hard for something, even overcoming things or handling, there's such a perseverance in the industry. But from my own personal thing, you know, I just feel like my passion drives from just giving back. You know, people took time to train me, to invest in me, to give me opportunities or to take chances on me, and I just feel like you got to pay that forward. And so I try to do my best to kind of multiply that through other people. So I think that's my passion. I believe that we can all do good business and good ways and help people and make money at the same time. And I don't think there's a lot of industries where you can get that fulfillment and, you know, reap the benefits of it as well. But I think my passion really stems from just giving back to those that have given to me.
So the kind of a follow-up question is, you are not only heavily involved in the national WQA, but also in the, the Eastern Water Quality Association and some of the state and regional. So I wonder if you could talk for just a minute about the value. What's the difference in the two, you know, in your involvement in the two, and why would somebody want to be involved at both the regional or state level and the national level?
Yeah, well, I think we covered a ton on the national level. I love the regionals. I get to go to quite a few throughout the year, and I love them. I mean, if you think WQA is intimate, you haven't seen anything. But I think what I really love about the regionals is it's very relevant. It's very pointed. It's oftentimes a lot less of an investment for dealers. So those that can't pick up and fly somewhere, or I think that's a great opportunity. The other thing is there's not really double dipping. Like, I think you just get more and more and more. There's not like, oh, which one should I go to? But if you're kind of on the fence, or like I said, you don't have those investments or the time to take, I mean, definitely get to a regional. There's probably one probably very close to you. So, and those usually start up in June. Florida's in June. Texas is in July. We have California, the Pacific Water Quality Association is usually in October. EWQA is in September. And then Ohio usually does theirs in October as well. They also do a spring session. EWQA does some spring sessions, one in Massachusetts, one in Maryland. So there is a lot of opportunities. I think sometimes dealers don't know where to find that information. I don't think it's a lack of want to. I think it's really they find out, you know, that it's too late to register. They didn't know that was going on. So feel free to reach out to me, Kelly, anybody, if you need help in that direction. But I think with the regionals, it's really just about that very pointed, relevant state stuff. I love that. There's a lot more opportunities to get involved in there as well. And then oftentimes you see the same people too, but they do a really good job about getting speakers in there and talent and manufacturer trainers, stuff like that.
I like that because it tends to be a little more intimate. Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. I think it tends to be a little more intimate. You know, you have an opportunity to sit down and talk to some, you know, at conventions, some of the people that you can learn the most from are the busiest. And so it's hard to find time to, I know how, you're really involved there. I know as many people as you would like to talk to. I mean, how often do you get to walk the floor, Candace? I know for Jen and I,
no.
time, we've gone to the show, right? You know, and it's
on the regionals, there's a little bit of R&R as well. They usually have a really nice event. And the other cool thing about the regionals, it's a big group of competitors that all get along and all help each other. It's crazy. So,
yeah, I love sitting at a table and you see, you know, they're talking about not only the water in their area, but they'll talk about, I had this customer. Oh yeah, I had this customer too. You know, and they're competitors, but they're sharing ideas. And that always makes me feel good to see that. I don't think I've ever seen like a brawl break out between competitors at any of the locals that I've been to, the regionals. And, you know, because again, everybody just, they get along. They know that they're all there for the same purpose.
Yeah. While following the antitrust rules.
Right, exactly. Yeah. While following the antitrust rules.
While making sure that we're abiding by antitrust laws, WQA Code of Ethics.
Funny.
Oh, Candace, we're about ready to wrap. There you go.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, any final words of advice?
I don't think advice, but I look forward to seeing you all at convention. I mean, come on out. Like I said, it's not. And then if you don't know if you want to bring people, come yourself, and then you decide for next year, or maybe you divide and conquer in a regional. But I just believe that as a professional, you invest in that you never fully arrive, and it's our job to educate ourselves and to network ourselves and to can always improve on something. Right, Kelly?
Yeah, and I would say, you know, to the question, who do you bring to that, I would say bring a young person in your organization that you feel has a passion, because first off, we need to, somebody referred to it as a silver tsunami a couple years ago, and it's very true. But as Jen said, you will walk away, that person will walk away with a renewed perception of our industry and possibly some invigoration that will really make them a much more valuable part of your team. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a current leader. It may be a future leader that you want to bring to this, just so they see how much bigger and impressive our industry really is.
Candace, I can't thank you enough for jumping on our call. I really, really appreciate it. I know I kind of threw it at you a little bit last minute, but And we can go ahead, if anybody has any questions for Candace, with your permission, we can go ahead and put your information. We'll attach it to the podcast once we have it up on motivitality.com. And if anybody has any questions for Candace, you can reach out to her.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you, guys.
Candace, yeah. Thank you for your time and what you do for the on behalf of the industry. So appreciate it very much.
So, thank you as well.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks, everybody. Be safe.
Thank you.
We will talk to you next week, if not before.
Bye-bye.